This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. I did the intro a little different. What do you think? Hey, we are back and we're wrapping up kind of our little mini series talking about the four agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. And so we've already had the first three, be impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Don't make assumptions. And we're ready for number four, which is always do your best. Always do your best. And it's the end of my workday, so I'm going to do my best on this particular podcast episode. And you'll see why as we get in and talk more about it as we move forward. So again, how are you doing? Are you being impeccable with your word? Are you not taking anything personally? Are you not making assumptions? And then today we're going to ask, are you always doing your best? Now, there were a few things, you know, because again, I think, you know, for most of us, you know, we kind of think about this of, well, of course, I always do my best, right? But are you really doing your best? And that's a question I think that you need to ask yourself as you go through each day. Are you really doing the best you can? Are there ways you could do it better? And, you know, we'll talk about, because, you know, every day is not always necessarily the best day for us as well, right? Or certain times of the day may not even be the best for us as well. And we may not be able to perform as well in some of those circumstances as we would in others. And we're going to get into that as we talk about this. But I think it's interesting how he started this chapter off. he says there, ooh, got a little frog in my throat there. He says, there is just one more agreement, but it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. And so I think it's interesting where he says that really it's about action, right? So we can think about the first three, and it's easy enough to, you know, think about those first three. But if we don't take any action, then we're not actually doing them, right? And really, all we have to do is our best, and that's the action that we need to take, okay? But he says, keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time, so your best will sometimes be higher quality, and other times it will not be as good. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be better than when you are tired at night. Now, I know this, okay? And so I kind of gave you a sneak peek at the beginning that, you know, when I wake up first thing in the morning, I feel energized. I feel ready to go. I've got a lot more energy. And so because of that, the things that I do earlier in the day, I can usually do better than when it gets to be later at night, okay? And so I told you, I'm recording this. This is the end of my workday. It's 5 o'clock where I live here in Arizona. And so, I've used up some of my energy during the day. Now I've done what I can to kind of, make sure that I still have my energy and that I do my best in this episode, because I had promised myself that I was going to record three episodes today. And so, in order for me to be impeccable with my word, I need to do it, right? I need to record this episode. But I realize that I'm more tired now than I was when I recorded the first episode. So maybe it won't be quite as good, but hey, I still need to do it, and I'm still going to do my best, because I know that by doing my best, I'm still going to be helping you, right? And even again, if that's not at 100%, doing something, taking action is better than nothing. Okay. Now, what's interesting too is a lot of times we just try to push ourselves, push ourselves, push ourselves, right? So if I was to the point where I was feeling like I was going to fall down on the floor asleep, then I probably should take a nap, right? Because here's what's interesting. That's another very important point for you to think about. Because as we go throughout the day, as we go throughout the week, right, we lose energy and we have to recharge our energy. And so he says, if you try too hard to do more than your best, you will spend more energy than is needed. And in the end, your best will not be enough. When you overdo, you deplete your body and go against yourself, and it will take you longer to accomplish your goal. But if you do less than your best, you subject yourself to frustrations, self-judgment, guilt, and regret. Okay. And so again, for me right now, I feel like I have enough energy to be able to do this episode. So I'm going to record it, right? And I'm recording it right now. How do you know that? Because you're listening to it, right? But if I was to the point to where I felt like it would completely drain me, I would probably be better to wait until tomorrow to do the episode, right? But instead, I know that I have enough energy. I know that I can do it. And so I'm going to do my best right now. Why? Because I don't want to have frustration, self-judgment, guilt, or regret by not doing it and not pushing myself a little bit to do the best that I can and show up the best way that I can today. Okay. And so that's important for you to think about as well, is, like I said, first thing in the morning, hey, I've got plenty of energy. I can do very good. As the day goes along, I lose some of that energy and it's harder for me to do things. In fact, the people that I live with, I make sure and let people know, hey, if it's 8 or 9 o'clock at night, my brain starts to shut off. And so I'm not very productive. I don't work in the evenings because that's just not good for me. I don't do my best work at that point. If I need to have a conversation with somebody, 9 or 10 o'clock at night is not the best time for me to do it. I don't show up and I can't do my best when I'm very tired. Okay. And so again, I just kind of set that boundary, or people know that, look, if you want to talk to me, it's better to talk to me during the day. If there's an important conversation that we need to have, we probably need to have it before 8 or 9 o'clock at night, because I can't do my best and I want to show up and I want to do the best that I can. Okay. Now, what's interesting, and I can't remember if I had heard this story from reading the book, because I've read this book many times now. But he goes on and shares a story here that I think really kind of shows this as well. And so I'm just going to read this. He says, there was a man who wanted to transcend his suffering. So he went to a Buddhist temple to find a master to help him. He went to the master and asked, Master, if I meditate for 4 hours a day, how long will it take me to transcend? The master looked at him and he said, if you meditate 4 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 10 years. Thinking he could do better, the man then said, Oh, master, what if I meditated 8 hours a day? How long will it take me to transcend? The master looked at him and said, if you meditate 8 hours a day, perhaps you will transcend in 20 years. But why will it take me longer if I meditate more? The man asked. The master replied, you are not here to sacrifice your joy or your life. You are here to live, to be happy, and to love. If you can do your best in 2 hours of meditation, but you spend 8 hours instead, you will only grow tired, miss the point, and won't enjoy your life. Do your best, and perhaps you will learn that no matter how long you meditate, you can live, love, and be happy. And so I think that's, it's a very, you know, especially for those of us that are type A personalities and just want to go, 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 and do. By doing too much of that, we actually forget to live, to love, and to be happy. And what's interesting is, you know, as he talks about this, it's not about drudgery, but it's about actually doing the best and actually loving what we're doing. Okay, so let me read something else and then let's talk about it. He says, doing your best is taking the action because you love it, not because you're expecting a reward. Most people do the opposite. They only take action when they expect a reward and they don't enjoy the action, right? And so because of that, it drains our energy even more and we don't enjoy it. And so we're not actually doing our best because we're not enjoying what we're doing. We're just kind of half-assing it, giving it a little bit of credence, but not really doing the best that we can. Because really, we show up the best when we're doing what we love to do. And so again, recording podcasts is something that I love to do, right? And so because of that, I want to show up. I want to do my best. I can do my best because I love doing it. If it was drudgery of something that I had to do, some administrative task or some tax filing that I had to do, I wouldn't choose to do it at 5 o'clock at night. But it's because this is something that I love to do that I'm able to go ahead and do it. And I think that's an important part for us to think about and to remember here is that it's not necessarily just the doing, but it's loving. It's loving doing what you're doing. Okay. And he shares another example here, which I think is very important for us to think about in the practices and the things that we do every day as well. He says, in India, they perform a ritual called puja. In this ritual, they take idols that represent God in many different forms and bathe them, feed them, and give their love to them. They even chant mantras to these idols. The idol itself is not important. What is important is the way they perform the ritual when they say, I love you, God. God is life. God is life in action. The best way to say, I love you, is to live your life doing your best. The best way to say, thank you, God, is by letting go of the past and living in the present moment, right here and now. And so, you know, I find that interesting because, again, it's not so much what you do, but how you actually do it, right? And so, again, you can imagine two different people going through and doing this puja offering or activity, right? And the one person is just loving what they're doing. They're just enjoying bathing and feeding and giving love to this idol, where the other person is just doing it because they know they have to do it. Oh, mom or dad told me I have to do it, blah, 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 begrudgingly going through, right? Well, you can see how one person is going to be able to do it in the best way because they love what they're doing, and the other person is going to hate it. And so they're not going to actually give their best to what it is that they're doing. And so again, maybe stop and ask yourself that question as well, right? Are you doing things that you love doing? Because those things that you love doing, you can actually do your best at, right? And so where can you maybe stop doing some of these things that you find drudgery, that you don't like to do, where you're only giving a part of yourself, and spend much more of your day actually doing things that you love doing so you can actually do it in the best way that you can.
DirecTV Stream has the most local MLB games, which means it's never been easier to.
Root for the home team.
So whether you're rooting for a...
Safe!
Or even a...
Straight three!
Or a...
It's
it's out of here.
Root for your home team with DirecTV Stream, the most MLB games, period. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so the next part that I had underlined here, and we'll kind of wrap this up here in just a little bit, but it says, by doing your best, the habits of misusing your word, taking things personally, and making assumptions will become weaker and less frequent with time. You don't need to judge yourself, feel guilty, or punish yourself if you cannot keep these agreements. If you're doing your best, you will feel good about yourself, even if you still make assumptions, still take things personally, and are still not impeccable with your word. Okay. And so again, this is the action. This is actually doing the best that you can every day with these three: of being impeccable with your word, of not taking things personally, and of not making assumptions. And again, some days you're going to do better than others. Okay, that's just the way life is. Some days we don't feel very good. Maybe some days we've got a lot of stress and other things that are going on in our life. But can you do the best that you can in the things that you love and do things in that way so that you're giving the best part of you each and every day of your life, right? And when you're not able to, when you can't keep some of these agreements, can you give yourself some compassion? Can you realize, oh, you know what? That probably wasn't quite the best I could do, or maybe I wasn't quite impeccable with my word because I was a little tired. And that's okay, because tomorrow I'm going to do better than I did today. And if every day we just try to do a little bit better than we did the day before, then we're making progress, okay? Because these are habits, these are agreements that take years for us to really get down. In fact, you'll be doing this the rest of your life. But can you do things a little bit better every day? That's what you're trying to do, okay? Now, he says here too, when you honor these four agreements together, there is no way that you will live in hell. There is no way. If you are impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, if you always do your best, then you are going to have a beautiful life. You're going to control your life 100%. Okay? Now, I know that's true. I know that, you know, when I am following these agreements, I feel good. I feel happy. I feel like I have a beautiful life. And I find that when I don't follow these agreements, then I don't feel so good about myself. Maybe I have some drama in my relationships that I don't necessarily want. But the more that I am practicing these things, the more that I'm just doing the best that I can each and every day, the better I actually do feel about myself. Now, the way I wanted to wrap this up is it's not the very end of this chapter, but I think it's a good point for us to remember and just kind of hold on to. He says, that's why you need to be a great hunter. Okay. And he uses the word hunter, and I don't want you to, you know, again, don't make assumptions about the word hunter if you're not the kind of person who would go out and hunt animals. But think of it more, you know, in being a warrior, okay? And in being a warrior, I think you can maybe relate to that a little bit better, okay? So think of it that way as I say this. He says, that's why you need to be a great hunter, a great warrior who can defend these four agreements with your life. your happiness, your freedom, your entire way of living depends on it. The warrior's goal is to transcend this world, to escape from this hell and never come back. As the Toltecs teach us, the reward is to transcend the human experience of suffering, to become the embodiment of God. That is the reward. And my friends, that is the reward as you follow these four agreements. So again, have some compassion for yourself. Every day, just do the best that you can at being impeccable with your word, at not taking things personally, at not making assumptions. And when you do, you will start to transcend and get yourself away from the suffering that so many people in this world find themselves in. And not only will you reduce your suffering, but you'll also help reduce the suffering of other people. And by doing that, we become the embodiment of God, and we transcend, and we evolve, and we feel better about ourselves, and we fill ourselves with more love and more light that we can share with others in this world. So with that, I'm going to sign off for this week and sign off for this mini series, if you will, on the four agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. Stay tuned for more coming on future episodes. But I think you can see as well, a lot of the things that I talk about in a way get back to some of these four agreements. There are four things that are simple for us to remember, simple for us to think about, and just kind of check in with ourselves every day and every week and see how we're doing. Because at the end of the day, as long as we're making progress, that is what's important. So go out and have a great week, and just start becoming more aware of what you're thinking, what you're doing, and what you're saying, and see if you can live these agreements more in your life. And with that, sending lots of love and light to you, and I'll see you on the next episode.